Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This show is sponsored by Slow Aging. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. From time to time, I'll be working with brands to deep dive into certain topics, and in this episode, I'm working with Slow Aging. I've interviewed a lot of brand owners, beauty insiders and creators over the years. And what's always totally delightful is when the people behind the brand live the brand. In the case of Slow Aging, husband and wife team David and Margot Lieber have poured 40 years experience and expertise into this brand, this lifestyle and these products. David is a beauty pioneer, having introduced the idea of beauty treatments in health spas and thus has an acute understanding of what people want from skincare and how to create it. Margot was a well-being advocate who has worked with Deepak Chopra and is now a yoga teacher and Ayurvedic therapist. Slow Aging is the name of the brand, and it embodies not only a rejection of the term anti-aging, but the benefits of living a slow life that involves rest, relaxation, meditation, and gentle exercise. And David and Margot live their brand. They invited me to their home so I could have a private yoga session with Margot, and then over lunch we chatted about why their specific areas of expertise ended up becoming the Slow Aging range of products. All links to David, Margot, and the products and the brand social platforms will be available in the show notes, which can be found on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or wherever it is that you happen to be streaming and downloading this episode. Here we all are, fresh from my first ever shoulder stand, thank you Margot, on a special episode featuring Slow Aging on The Emma Gunn Show. Listeners, I have to tell you, I am spending the most glorious day with David and Margot Lieber from Slow Aging. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to The Emma Gunn Show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Margot's just guided me through the most relaxing, wonderful yoga session. Got me doing things I didn't know I could do, Margot.
Yeah, we did the shoulder stand.
I was impressed with myself. The yoga is a really good place to start. It's one of the sort of founding pillars, one of the principles of this brand, Slow Aging. So would you mind telling me a little bit more about the brand, how it came to be, and why that's such an important pillar?
Well, the brand, how it came to be, I've been in this industry for 35 more years. So I know the industry very well. And over the years, I decided that the concept of different brands and how they were developing, I just felt it was not quite right. I felt something needed to change. And the words anti-aging didn't ring true to me. Mm-hmm. Especially as I'm more involved in Margaret as well, the yoga, I'm involved with the Qigong and Tai Chi. Everything relating to life is that from the day we're born, we're aging. Mm. And we don't stop aging, but of course we want to slow the aging process down. Mm-hmm. So that is really how the name came about. And that is really the same how the name came about. Mm-hmm. From there onwards, the products themselves, I just wanted something that I call integrity in a bottle. Mm-hmm. I just wanted something that was true. I wanted something that I knew that would work. I wanted something that had efficacy in it. And I wanted something that all people could use at any age. That was the challenge. Mm-hmm. And the rest came about maybe later.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've got this long-standing career in the beauty industry.
Sure.
Margot, you teach yoga.
Yeah, mine is more health, well-being, honouring your body, respecting your body, liking yourself as you are. And this is why the skincare complements the slow aging part of it, because it's not about removing wrinkles, but it's about having vitality and energy and having that youth energy through your life at 40, 50, 60, 70, mm. and to enjoy life, and embrace the changes that life and your body brings at different stage of your life. And the goal is to stay healthy mm-hmm. and developing small habits at a time and make changes, small changes at a time.
Mm-hmm. And what was the conversation? Who was the one who tipped it towards, I can put my expertise and my knowledge and we can funnel this into one project?
It's quite simple. I met Margot when I was about to look for opening a spa. I told you, as a distributor for a large salon mm-hmm. range that people know me by. And I met Margot, and she was in California at Deepak Chopra's. And she's a therapist with Ayurvedic treatments. Mm-hmm. And we got talking, and I realized that we shared a common interest. And, of course, my common interest was with Margot. But apart from that, I loved her ethics, and I loved her conversations, mm-hmm. and I loved her spirit. And it was the same type of spirit that I have as well. That I feel that we're just part of this universe of ours, and that we need to connect. The products themselves came about simply because I believe truly, and I do believe that what we're doing, especially with the quality that I'm doing, does actually work. It really does work. It works by, although we can't stop wrinkles coming full stop long term, mm-hmm. but you can slow them down. You know, I'm now in my 70s. Hopefully, I don't look exactly that age yet. But I try my very hardest mm-hmm. to, in fact, promote good health. And that has to be through movement and exercise and diet and everything else. Mm-hmm. And there, that's why I'm going to pass you over to my wife, because she is a specialist in that area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So as far as the skin is our largest organ. So what we like to educate the public or whoever is interested is to look after the skin. The skin is recycling itself, is shedding, it's renewing itself mm-hmm. every month, so once a month. So mm-hmm. every month we have that opportunity to nourish the skin. And now the skin is filled with little pores. So it's as important what we eat, it's as important what we put on our skin. Mm-hmm. So we wanted natural ingredients that the body can absorb, like our base oil is hazelnut. It has small molecules, so there's penetration into the skin rather than other types of oils that would sit on the top of the skin. They're still very nourishing for the skin, but what we're trying to do is feed the skin food, if you want to call a good skincare food mm-hmm. of the skin. The other principle is to make small changes, simple changes in our life if you don't have them already. And then like I like to describe it is we need to live how our grandparents lived. It was natural. It was simple. They followed their circadian rhythms. They stayed. They went to bed at a decent time, maybe 10 o'clock. And now we have to be more watchful than ever and take more responsibility to protect ourselves, because there's so many pollutants we don't see, house cleaners, we have telephones, we have 100 million gazillion gadgets, we have the iPhones, we have the watches, we have iPads. So it's not natural to be staring at this artificial light. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons people are having more trouble going to sleep, is the light and the overload of information. So back to our philosophy is connecting to ourselves, respecting ourselves, eating as close to nature. It doesn't need to be complicated. Just think of it. Try not to have over-processed foods from a package. If it has more than five names on the label, and some of them you don't even know what they are, some strange Latin word, then maybe it's not good for you. So all these little things add up. So it's making small changes at a time.
And that's the thing, it's the small changes. It's not suddenly waking up tomorrow morning and saying, right, yoga.
No, totally. And that doesn't work either.
It's overwhelming. It's too overwhelming.
I started off with small health clubs. And the thing I learned about the clients is that, first of all, exercise is hard. Secondly, do they have discipline?
And some people find it boring, and I understand that. Yoga's boring for me sometimes too, and I find it hard for me as well, but I can feel how good I feel afterwards. So with what we've created is we want to try to incorporate in small habits, for instance, the relaxation, the well-being, along with the essential oils. For instance, at night, after we did our yoga class, I said, just put your legs up the wall. And then there, that's when you can start doing your facial massage. Yeah. Or even straight into bed with the Shavasana, which is yoga's relaxation pose. So you can just even start in bed. Legs up the wall, lay in bed, have your balm, and just massage the balm.
And it does smell incredible.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
It's a really beautiful spot. I mean, we're coming to the end of our yoga session, and I put a few drops in my hands and we were breathing. And it's really lovely, and it is relaxing and cleansing.
Absolutely.
And it's very lovely. So you talk about the five steps to slow life, but you don't dictate what those five steps have to be, which I think is important for people to...
Of course, because if you do, then they won't do it.
We just want to give suggestions. Suggestions and ideas.
Yeah.
And how to start. So... You know. If you're going to bed too late, after 12, maybe start going to bed half hour earlier, 1 hour earlier, until you establish a good, solid 7-8 hours of rest.
A word I probably hear every day is stressed or busy or rammed. That's the new one. I'm rammed this week.
I've never heard of that one.
I'll open up the diary for November. You know, I'm rammed.
That's new to me, anyway. I'll listen out for rammed.
So what advice would you have to anybody who wanted to begin to take the steps to slow down for the positive for the positive impact on their health and well-being?
Look, introduce good habits. Just introduce slowly. You don't have to, if you try to do it all at once, you'll fatigue yourself. But do it slowly. And slowly means, first of all, for example, say to yourself, well, I am not going to watch television in bed. I am not going to watch television right to the last 5 minutes.
One of my favourite things.
Exactly.
To do.
I'm not going to watch. Well, it's not good because you're making your mind is active. You don't have a great sleep, so it's important. Try not to do that. By all means, watch television if you want to, but maybe 45 minutes before you go to bed, you've stopped your TV and you go back, and then you go into your bathroom and you're going to have your shower or your bath or whichever you do, and you, if you're using any of our products or whatever, you're doing a self massage. It doesn't take long. Do you know how long it takes? It takes just literally minutes to do this. And it just calms you down, as Margot was saying. You put your legs up in the wall. But you do it slowly, bit by bit. And this is what we're going to be doing on our website, is the education side. Because education, we have to do it slowly. Now, eventually, the slowly becomes your life. Because then you then, if I can describe it, then you wake up in the morning, you do your little massage, you input your products, you do a few movements of exercise, a little bit, doesn't take long. You come downstairs, or wherever it is, maybe you have a shower, then you come downstairs, you make yourself something, some simple things, like you can have some little bit of fruit, or a little bit of yogurt, or something. Simple, don't eat too much in the morning. If you want to have your coffee, fine. And then get you ready for work. It doesn't have to be stress. Of course, if people have children, and young children, of course, I'm sure people are listening and say, oh, it's okay, but Harry hasn't got young children. Well, we have had young children, so we know all about that. But yeah. I'll pass you on to Margot, because she's better than talking about this.
Well, I was going to say to you, Margot, we had a great yoga session just now, and I'm in that session thinking I should do this every single day. But the reality is, I don't know whether I'll make time for it tomorrow. Not because I didn't have a great time, but because it's just something that ends up being put to the bottom of my list when I think about other things. Do you have any tips for people to be able to just do small nuggets of relaxation or meditation in the day so that it becomes something that becomes a habit that they can then indulge in time-wise down the line?
Yeah, I find it is much easier in the morning. So if you're able to go to bed earlier, you'll be more rested in the morning. Mm-hmm. So then you can motivate yourself to get up, say, 20 minutes earlier in the morning. Mm-hmm. And for sure, if you start doing that as a habit to wake up earlier and you start making that investment on the time and have a small routine, which we did today, mm-hmm. wasn't complicated. It was very simple. And do that first thing in the morning and at the end of the day. The other way I would say is that you need to like block out 2 hours a week and say, this is the morning where I'm going to do whatever it is X, Y, Z, whether some people enjoy going to the gym, having a swim, going into a steam room, maybe book a massage. So it's once a week, block 2 hours, and those 2 hours will give you more. If it's not 2 hours, maybe just 1 hour. Start your day a little later or end your day a little earlier. And I don't think that's going to take away from whatever responsibilities you have at work.
It's also the big piece here is putting yourself first, saying, I need to do these things for me because I deserve them. I deserve to relax. I deserve to feel good after a yoga session and not put it to the bottom of the pile.
Well, and that goes back to your that beautiful quote I read to you about having love for yourself and bringing that love even to yourselves. Because if we feel good, we work better and we treat others better. Mm-hmm. So you're making an investment on that. And I think you will be more productive if you make that investment, that is whatever day it is. Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, I'm not going to start work till 11. Or whatever day, Thursdays, I'm finishing at 4:30 and that's it. I'm not going to do anything related to work. I'm going to go home, eat well, go for a walk, or see my friends, or go together.
A lot of people listening to this podcast will have to be in work at 9 o'clock or they get...
Can maybe I help you on that?
Yeah.
Look, I've always been a businessman as well. I go into my office, I'd stay in the office, and I'd be in the office till 7 o'clock. I'd do that 5 days a week, and every Saturday morning I'd go in the office. I did that for 35 years, but it didn't stop me from looking after myself, looking after my family and everything else. Mm-hmm. I still put that in. And it's a matter of organization of your life. Of course, we're not saying this is we're not saying we're dictating to people you've got to follow this very esoteric way of life. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that.
Mm. I tried.
But now,
no, I think because I have definitely been in situations before when, of course, I would love to be more relaxed.
Yeah.
Of course, I would love to have a more limber spine. These are things that I would really enjoy having. But sometimes you sit in front of people who say, well, you need to give up this and do that. And you think, I don't know how to make that change in my life. That would be such a gargantuan shift in who I am fundamentally as a person day to day.
Do you know the best thing I ever did in my life?
What's that?
Do you know what changed my life?
What?
Meditation.
Okay.
One thing I will never stop doing in my life is my 20 minutes or 25 minutes every single day in the morning, a bit of meditation.
Is it transcendental meditation?
Yeah, I do transcendental. And I've also done Vedic meditation. I do Vedic transcendental meditation. I do that. I find it simple. It works for me. And I've done it now for, God knows, it's a long time now. So I think I started when I was 40 now. So it's about 30 odd years ago. So, and I do it all the time, where I'm on holiday, whatever. Sometimes when I was young, when I started, I did it twice a day. Now I find once a day is fine because I'm doing my Qigong.
Mm. Is meditation the thing that helped you change the things in your life to get you towards where we are today?
Can I tell you one very important thing for anybody anybody in who's listening or wants to have one simple thing in their life, once a week, have 1 hour or to 1.5 hours where you'd have called thinking time. Mm-hmm. You don't do anything else. You just think and put things into perspective of your life.
You created these products, so can we talk about the best way in which to use them?
All right. Well, look, first of all, I'll talk about my way,
mm-hmm.
and Marga can talk about her way, because the men and the women, we tend to look at things slightly different.
Okay.
So from a man's point of view, and when I follow the regime, you must always cleanse your skin, mm-hmm. always cleanse the skin prior to putting on an essential oil, an hour product. That particular, because the absorption rate is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I now use the body products day and night. I just find it wakes me up and invigorates me. I've had to do this after my shower.
Mm-hmm.
That is a basic routine I do. And then in the evening, another situation where I use the balm as well, 2 or 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. And that's fantastic. But Margot has even better things to do.
How do you use them, Margot?
Well, I find because as women, we are ruled by our hormones. And also, when you live in the UK, the climate changes from being very cold, and then you go back inside, especially now we're having that transition. I know my skin is a little bit drier in those winter months,
mm.
but I always use exactly the same essential oil. David has a more speedy, practical way of doing it. I use it also as a way to start how I start and end my day.
Mm-hmm.
So I do take more time to massage the product in the face, on the neck, décolleté. I like to take 3 breaths before you start, and that sends you back into your senses, to your breath, slowing down the breath. So start the day slow as you speed up. So I think the way you start the day is very important, how your day continues. So I like that, to take that opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I apply the moisturizer. If my skin is particularly dry, this is how our products are really wonderful, because you multitask. You can use, as a woman, our skin is thinner. Men's skin is thicker. So we could have maybe around the eyes is more fragile, around the lips could be more fragile. Men shave, so they're moving. They're already naturally exercising mm-hmm. their face by the way they move left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And the essential oils are also giving a well-being effect of joy, happiness, calmness. And they work in an interesting way where you can feel calm but alert.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moisturizer has sea algae, so you overlayered it. And also spend time massaging the product with long strokes up, not just basically putting 3 dots on your face. So engage with the product as you're mm-hmm. feeding the skin.
Which was the first product that came into being, the and why one. Was it the face?
The face one.
Sorry, why was it the first?
It's the face one. It's the face essence. It's just straightforward. The face essence. And part of that is because I've always used face essences
mm-hmm.
all since my 30s. And I decided that we should have our own range, and I decided there's nothing on the market for me personally.
Mm.
Not saying that other people say theirs is the best, but for me personally, I thought there's nothing that in fact gives me the result that I'm looking for. I wanted to go back to the origins of I wanted to say how you cannot get better quality than I'm actually giving you.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and the person who created this was a dear, dear friend. I'm not going to go into it too much.
Mm-hmm.
I explained it earlier. But she was a dear, dear friend, someone of incredible knowledge, and also a scientist who I respected totally. And when I said what I wanted was something for all skin types, she said, "Of course, you're totally right." And I wanted something that had integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, so I started with that. And then, of course, realized that, of course, the next thing was the balm. The balm is equally as important, used 2 or 3 times a week, depending on your skin type,
mm-hmm.
because that regenerates skin. And it also helps penetration, even more penetration of the oils, the essential essences at night, and so on. And then everything else became a slow evolution. The body oils is unbelievable, mm-hmm. I have to tell you that. And the actual bath oil, well, I'll tell you something now. If you like bars, you put that in the bath, I promise you, you will sleep and feel like you're in heaven. It is brilliant.
There are lots of brands on the market that have botanicals and essential oils at their heart. What would you say makes slow aging different and sets them apart, sets you apart?
Earlier I said I don't talk about other products.
Mm.
They have their reasons for doing things. We have our reasons. Mm. The reason why we do things is I know it works.
Mm.
I believe 100%. And I'll tell you something else. I bet you we're one of the few people who walk the walk. We live the life.
Mm.
We live our lifestyle. What we're telling you now is how we live our life.
Mm.
This is not a fantasy. This is not something that's being brought up because we want to make stacks and stacks of money.
Mm.
I'm at an age now when I have to give back to society. And this is it. This is our way of giving back.
I mean, it's a beautiful looking range as well. Who wouldn't feel happy to have that in their bathroom?
Thanks.
And having used the essence today during our session, that is just one of those aromas that as soon as it does, it just invigorates you. It's a lovely, lovely aroma. I loved it. Thank you so much for telling me about slow aging. And thank you for telling me about the slow aging way. Should we call it the slow aging one?
Absolutely.
Yes, the slow aging. This slow. Go slow before you go fast.
I don't want to leave because I feel like I could do with several weeks of the slow aging
way. I tell you what, you could go out and take my dogs for a walk with me.
I was going to say, I've done yoga with Margot. Can I come dog walking with you?
We go to the local park. It's like great fun.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been such a pleasure. Listeners, all of the links to everything that we've discussed will be in the show notes that you can find on Apple Podcasts, on Acast, or wherever it is that you happen to be downloading, listening to, and streaming this episode. Thank you, David and Margot.
Thank you. It's been lovely.
So there you have it. Inside Slow Aging with David and Margot Lieber. One of the things I really like about the brand is the way they've abandoned the idea of skin types and age groups. It's the epitome of inclusive in its approach to skincare and well-being. And the 360 approach is also really appealing in the idea that in order to look your best on the outside, you have to feel your best on the inside. If you're a regular listener, then you may be following 26 habits, and a few of the habits, indeed the ones that have actually really stuck, have revolved around rituals and creating a ritual that then turns into a habit. And I very much enjoy how slow aging turns your skincare regime into a well-being ritual, especially with the facial massage that can be found on the Slow Aging website that tops and tails your day. And I like how David and Margot have developed slow aging to support the skin's natural ability to regulate and renew with clean ingredients that nurture the skin and help to re-establish natural radiance. For me, the essential bath essence is a step I take when I'm feeling frazzled, stressed out, or as though I have too much on my plate, because it's a delicious way to take a deep breath, stop, reset, and move forward. I also keep the facial essence on my desk, and on no makeup days when I'm working from home, I'll take a moment to massage a few drops into my face and just massage. It just gives me a bit of a rest, and it feels good. It's very invigorating. It stops my inbox getting the best of me, and it gives me a 30-second rest that's much more restorative than a coffee break. The links to everything mentioned in the show will be in the show notes, and if you want to discover more about slow aging, then visit their website, www.slowaging.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.